开你的圣经到诗篇第五十篇。
As you're turning there, I want to share something from a pastor that is definitely one of my favorites.
在你还在打开圣经的时候，我要跟你们分享我其中一个最喜爱的牧师所讲的。
He said, "You want to hear God speak? Read His Word."
他说，你如果要听神讲话，你就要读他的话语。
You want to hear God speak audibly? Read His Word out loud.
你如果想要听到神讲话的声音的话，你就开声读他的话。
Who has spoken in this psalm?
在这一篇诗，到底是谁在说话呢？
Not men or angels, but God Himself.
不是人，不是天使，而是神自己。
Let us hear from Him.
让我们听他的话。
Psalm 50. The Mighty One, God, the Lord.Speaks and summons the earth, from the rising of the sun to its setting. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shines forth. Our God comes. He does not keep silence. Before Him is a devouring fire, around Him a mighty tempest. He calls to the heavens above and to the earth, that He may judge His people. Gather to me, my faithful ones, who made a covenant with me by sacrifice.The heavens declare His righteousness, for God Himself is judge. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, I will testify against you. I am God, your God. Not for your sacrifices do I rebuke you. Your burnt offerings are continually before me. I will not accept a bull from your house or goats from your folds.For every beast of the forest is mine, the cattle on the thousand hills. I know all the birds of the fields, and all that moves in the field is mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world and its fullness are mine. Do I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving.Perform your vows to the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. But to the wicked, God says, What right have you to recite my statutes, or take my covenant on your lips? For you hate discipline, and you cast my words behind you. If you see a thief, you are pleased with him. You keep company with adulterers.You give your mouth full rein for evil, and your tongue frames deceit. You sit and speak against your brother. You slander your own mother's son. These things you have done, and I have been silent. You thought that I was one like yourself. But now I rebuke you and lay the charge before you. Mark this then, you who forget God, lest I tear you apart.And there be none to deliver. The one who offers thanksgiving as his sacrifice glorifies me. To the one who orders his way rightly, I will show the salvation of God.
诗篇第五十篇。大能者神耶和华已经发言招呼天下，从日出之地到日落之处，从全美的西安中。神已经发光了，我们的神要来，绝不闭口。有烈火在他面前吞灭，有暴风在他四围大刮。他招呼上天下地，为要审判他的名，说：招聚我的圣名到我这里来，就是那些用祭物与我立约的人。诸天必表明他的公义，因为神是施行审判的。希拉。我的民啊，你们当听我的话。以色列啊，我要劝诫你，我是神，是你的神，我并不因你的祭物责备你，你的燔祭常在我面前。我不从你家中取公牛， 也不从你圈内取山羊，因为树林中的百兽是我的，天山上的牲畜也是我的，山中的飞鸟我都知道，野地的走兽也都属我。我若是饥饿，我不用告诉你，因为世界和其中所充满的都是我的。我岂吃公牛的肉呢？我岂喝山羊的血呢？你们要以感谢为祭献与神，又要向至高者还你的愿，并要在患难之日求告我，我必搭救你，你也要荣耀我。但神对二人说，你怎敢传说我的律例，口中提到我的约呢？其实你恨恶管教，将我的言语丢在背后，你见了盗贼就乐意与他同伙，又与行奸淫的人一同有份。你口认说恶言，你舌偏造诡诈，你坐这毁谤你的兄弟，残毁你亲母的儿子。你行了这些事，我还闭口不言，你想我恰和你一样，其实我要责备你，将这些事摆在你眼前。你们忘记神的，要思想这事，免得我把你们撕碎，无人搭救。凡以感谢献上为祭的，便是荣耀我。那按正路而行的，我必使他得着我的救恩。
The scene is both poetic and prophetic.
在这里的场面不只是非常的诗情画意，而且也是非常带着有预言的。
It speaks of a day that will burn like an oven.
这里描述的是有一日将会有火如同这个烘炉一样的焚烧。
This day the Lord will discern who fears him and who doesn't.
在这一日，神就会将那些敬畏他的与不敬畏他的分别开来。
Although directed in part to Israel, this psalm is applicable to all men.
虽然诗篇是写给以色列人的，却能够应用在世人的身上。
Today we will look at the scene in this psalm, the speech, and then the summary of it.
我们首先会看这篇诗的现场，还有它的内容跟它的总结。
And we'll be identifying three groups of people that the Lord speaks to.
我们也会看见神向三组不同的人讲话。
Let's go step by step. From verse 1 to 4, we see the scene, the grand striking scene.
从第一到第四节，我们就看到这里的场面是非常的庞大的一个场面。
The speaker is God.
讲员就是神。
The audience that assembled is the world.
这里的听众，聚集在一起的听众就是世界。
You cannot compare this with any coronation scene that you know of royalty on earth.
这里的场面是我们所在世上认识的一切场面都不能够相比的。
He will call upon the dead and those who are alive.
神呼召那些已经死亡的，还有那些活着的人。
Those in heaven and those in hell.
那些在天上还有在地狱的。
Let's look closely at verse 1.
让我们来看第一节。
The mighty one, God, the Lord. That is El Elohim Jehovah, the triune God.
这里讲到大能者神耶和华，也就是在希伯来文里面的 El Elohim 还有亚威，这一个三位一体的神。
But it's a singular who has spoken.
不过却是单数的神在讲话。
This is a royal title of the self-existent one.
这里其实是一个给神属一种皇族的称号，这一个是因为神是自有拥有的神。
He calls and summons the earth in which he controls the rotation.
他召集了天下所有的人，这一个世界就是神所控制的，就算是他的旋转也是神控制的。
He commands all mankind.
他呼召还有命令全世界的人。
Look at verse 2.
让我们看第二节。
Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shines forth.
从全美的西安中，神已经发光了。
You see, the beams of his splendor on that day shall shine to all nations from Zion.
神光辉的荣耀在那一日将会从西安发出来。
Can you see the sun in verse 1?
在第一节这里讲到日出。
That will pale in comparison to the Lord.
跟神的荣耀比起来，日出其实只是非常的渺小。
Look at verse 3.
让我们看第三节。
Our Lord comes, or our Lord shall come.
我们的神要来。
There is an anticipation.
这里有一种等待盼望。
The Lord will speak. He will not be silent.
他来到的时候绝不闭口，他会说话。
Before him is a devouring fire, and around him a mighty tempest.
在他面前有烈火吞灭，在他四围有暴风大刮。
We see in scriptures many times that the Lord is described as fire or with the power of the winds around him.
在圣经里我们常看见的神是被形容为吞灭的火，还有在他的四围有暴风大刮。
Look at Psalm 18 verse 10, and I will encourage you to keep your finger on or your on your page or phone on Psalm 50. I will be showing all the verses that I reference on the screen.
我在引用的经文都会在荧幕上这里发出来，所以请你们注意这个诗篇五十篇。
In Psalm 18, it reads, He rode on a cherub and flew. He came swiftly on the wings of the wind. He made darkness is covering his canopy around him. Thick clouds dark with water. Out of the brightness before him, hailstones and coals of fire broke through his clouds.
诗篇十八篇第十节告诉我们，他坐着基路伯飞行，他借着风的翅膀快飞，他以黑暗为藏身之处。以水的黑暗，天空的厚云为他四围的行宫，因他面前的光辉，他的厚云行过，便有冰雹火炭。
Or in Deuteronomy 4:24, for the Lord our God is a consuming fire, a jealous God.
申命记四章二十四节，因为耶和华你的神乃是烈火，是祭邪的神。
And in 2 Thessalonians 1:6-8.Since indeed God considers it just to repay with affliction those who afflict you, and to grant relief to you who are afflicted as well as to us, when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, inflicting vengeance on those who do not know God and those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
帖撒罗尼迦后书一章第六节，神既是公义的，就必将患难报应那加患难给你们的人，也必使你们这受患难的人与我们同得平安。那时主耶稣同他有能力的天使从天上在火焰中显现，要报应那不认识神和那不听从我主耶稣福音的人。
And in Nahum, the Lord is slow to anger and great in power.And the Lord will by no means clear the guilty. His way is in whirlwind and storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet.
还有在那鸿书，耶和华不经意发怒，大有能力，万不以有罪的为无罪。他乘旋风和暴风而来，云彩为他脚下的尘土。
Can you see God in the fire and in the wind?
你在火烈火还有暴风中看见神吗？
Have you felt fire before? Have you been in a tornado before?
你有试过被火烧到，或者是在一个暴风或者龙卷风里吗？
Those were pale in comparison to God on that day.
在那一日，这一切与神相比都是非常渺小的。
Can you see the scene now?
你看见了这个场面吗？
On that day itself will be judgment.
当那一日来到的时候就会有审判。
In our church, we believe in dispensational premillennialism.
我们的教会相信时代论、千禧年前论。
We won't go into details today about this, but we've covered it in our prayer meetings.
我们今天不会在这里详细的述说这一切，因为我们在祷告会的时候已经查考了这一切。
We believe in a literal reading of the Bible.
我们相信圣经的意思是根据它的字面意思。
If you read scripture in context, you will have a dispensational view.
如果你是跟着它前后上下文来读圣经的话，你就会相信这个千禧年前论。
The church was not replaced by Israel.
教会没有被以色列代替。
The church is the church, and Israel is Israel.
教会就是教会，以色列就是以色列。
We are not covenantalists.
我们不是圣约者。
If you have a deeper understanding of eschatology, you have a deeper worship of the Lord.
当你对末世论有更加深厚的认识的时候，你就会更加深厚的敬拜神。
I encourage you to grow in your theology of God.
我要鼓励大家在你们对神的神学上的认识要有成长。
Babies are cute, but if you stay a spiritual baby forever, it's not cute.
宝宝是非常可爱的，可是如果你是在属灵上永远的是一个宝宝的话，就不再可爱了。
Let us spend most of our time this morning on the judge's speech.
我们今天要注意这个审判官所讲的内容。
He will be speaking to three groups of people.
他对三组人讲话。
Let us then look at the first group.
让我们来看第一组人。
Found in verse 5.
在第五节。
Psalm 50 verse 5, Gather to me my faithful ones, who made a covenant with me by sacrifice.
诗篇50篇第五节，召聚我的圣民到我这里来，就是那些用祭物与我立约的人。
The Lord speaks, this is serious business.
当神讲话的时候是非常的严肃的。
This is the point where he separates the chaff from the wheat.
这个时候他就是要将麦与麦穗给分别开来。
Let the long scattered but elect people, God's sanctified ones, be assembled in one place.
在这里神所呼召的圣民都来到聚集在一个地方。
Although the audience include not just the saints,But at this point, the Lord addresses His faithful ones.
虽然在这里召集的不只是圣徒，不过首先神对圣徒说话，他就是忠心于他的人。
What will God do for His people?
神为他的选民会做什么呢？
God will assess them, deliver them, defend them, uphold them.
神会查验他们。神会拯救他们，保守他们，还有将他们高举起来。
This is the main end of the gospel.
这个就是福音所带来最重要的结果。
The great work of ministers, the gathering of sinners unto Christ.
这个就是传福音的人所做的伟大工作，也就是。真正信徒来到耶稣基督的面前聚集在一起。
Please note the term here is descriptive of a relation, not an intrinsic quality of being faithful.
这里所引用的这个词是讲到一种关系，而不是一种天生来的属性。
In Psalm 116 verse 15, we read that precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints.
诗篇116篇15节告诉我们，在耶和华眼中看圣民之死极为宝贵。
You see, over here in the second half of verse 5, who made a covenant with me by sacrifice, this is the grand test of faithfulness.
在诗篇50篇第5节的下半段讲到那些用祭物与我立约的人，这个就是用来查验什么为真正的忠心。
You will see later on that there are forms of sacrifice with no content.
我们教后会看见有一种人是有这一个祭物，却没有真正的内容。
But in this verse, at least to the faithful ones, there is sacrifice with thanksgiving, with content.
不过在这一节里面，我们会看见那一些忠心的人带来的献祭是有这个内容的。
Let's see what happens for those who are faithful.
让我们看一下那一些忠心的人会有什么后果。
Remember, God the judge is speaking.
我们要记得这里是审判官，也就是神在讲话。
2 Timothy 4:8 states, Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day.And not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
提摩太后书四章八节，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
He praises those who truly worship him from the heart.
神称赞那些真正从心里面敬拜他的人
，who truly love him，
那些真正爱神的
，not just those who do a religious formality，
不只是那一些行一种外表的宗教仪式的人。
Look at verse 6 of Psalm 50，
让我们回来看诗篇五十篇第六节
，The heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself。Is judge.
诸天必表明他的公义，因为神是施行审判的。
The heavens, the celestial intelligences, magnify who Christ is.
诸天还有天上所有的事物都表扬耶稣基督的作为。
God is judge. God will give the final verdict and sentence.
神是审判官，他将会给最后的这个判词。
Some brazen criminals may say that they want to quote seek legal counsel on the judge's verdict. Close word, quote.
有一些犯罪的那一些罪人或者是罪犯，他们会说他们要寻求律师的他们的话，律师的。这个话
They can do this in this world, but before God Almighty, there is no legal counsel.
当然，在这个世界上，他们能够寻求律师的意见，不过在这一个全能神的面前，没有这一回事。
The reason for this is that God's judgment is always correct.
因为神的判断。是永远对的。
You don't need to call a witness.
你不需要找证人。
Because God is the omniscient one, the one who sees it all, the one who knows it all, and the one who can discern every intention of your heart.
因为神是全知的神，他一切都看在眼内，而且他能够分辨心里面所有的这个动机。
He cannot be deceived.
你瞒骗不了神。
But let's look at a group that thinks they can deceive God.
让我们现在看了第二组人，他们以为能够瞒骗神。
This group I would call the outwardly religious or the presumptuous.
这些就是外表型宗教仪式的。
This group, as you see in verse 7 onwards to 15, has a form.Of religion, but no substance.
我们从第七到第十五节就看见了这一组人在外表有一种宗教仪式，好像似乎敬虔，不过却毫无内涵。
The chosen people of God, the nation of Israel, were meant to be the faithful ones.
以色列国就是神的选民，原本应该是忠心的人。
But what does the Old Testament tell you?
可是旧约告诉我们什么呢
？Were they faithful?
他们忠心吗
？Hear the charge. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, I will testify against you. I am God, your God. Verse 7 states.
神在这里指责以色列人第七节, 我的民啊, 你们当听我的话。 以色列啊, 我要劝诫你, 我是神, 是你的神。
The law begins with, out of the land of Egypt, I called you.
神的律法是从埃及, 以色列人从埃及出来的时候就开始了。
I am God, your God. That's an affectionate calling.
我是神, 是你的神, 在这里有一种非常亲密的呼召。
Can this same calling be said of the church?
这个同样的呼召对教会是一样的吗?
Yes, this is directed to Israel because at that point, the church hasn't been formed yet.
是的,这段话是讲给以色列人听的, 因为当时教会还未成就。
But God's affection is equally applicable to the visible church of God in every age.
不过神的爱心对 每一个时代的教会是同样的。
Again and again, Old Testament, New Testament, even today, God is not pleased with the externality of worship when the spiritual faith is absent.
无论是在旧约还是在新约，不断的重复告诉我们，神对外表的仪式是不接受的。 如果这个外表的意思是没有内心的动机， 神不接受这一切。
This may come as a shock to Israel.
这个对以色列来说 可能非常的惊讶。
Verse 7 doesn't state, O Israel, come to me, faithful ones.
第七节不是说, 我的民啊, 以色列, 忠心的人, 来到我这里。
It says, I will testify against you.
这里说的是, 你们当 我要劝诫你。
What does verse 8 say? What is this testimony against?
第八节告诉我们神在这里指责他们什么？
Note that the sins of God's people, especially against God, is known only to God.
你们要发现了神的选民所犯的罪只有神知道。
Many can see the sacrifices going on, but they cannot see the heart intent.
有许多的人能够看见他们外表的这一些仪式还有献祭， 不过他们却不知道内心里面是什么。
God can see the heart.
不过神却能够看见内心。
Verse 8, Not for your sacrifices do I rebuke you. Your burnt offerings are continually before me.
第八节, 我并不因你的祭物责备你, 你的燔祭常在我面前。
You see, there was often that five senses in the worship that they felt.
他们在敬拜的时候都有运用他们的五官。
There's the visual, there's the sound of crying animals as they're being slaughtered, there's the stench of blood, there's the slipperiness of the blood on the floor.
他们能够看见那些羔羊还有公牛被杀。 他们也能够听见羔羊跟公牛被杀时所发出的叫声， 还有能够闻到那些血腥味。
So what's the big difference between this and a pagan festival?
可是这一切与一些外邦的这些宗教仪式有什么不一样呢？
You see, even today, sacred rites and so-called sacraments are the main concern for the religious but unconverted man.
就算是今天也有许许多多不幸的人， 他们注意的就是这些外表的宗教仪式或者圣礼等等的。
So what's the difference for Christians?
那么对于基督徒来说， 这一切有什么分别呢？
Our spiritual worship must stem from a deep understanding of the word and thorough devotion to God from the heart.
我们 对神的属灵上敬拜，是要通过从内心那里对神的忠心，还有对通过我们深厚的了解他的话而出来的。
You see, in verse 8, the Lord says, I will not reprove you for your sacrifices. It's not the actual ritual that mattered.
第八节，神说我并不因你的祭物责备你，也就是说这一切宗教的仪式不重要。
You see, they had the right end and use, but not the right intent.
他们的用法是对的，不过动机却是错的。
Which is why in verse 9, the Lord says, I will not accept a bull from your house, or goats from your folds, for every beast of the forest is mine, the cattle on a thousand hills.I know all the birds of the hills and all that moves in the field is mine.
所以神继续在第九节说，我不从你家中取公牛，也不从你圈内取山羊，因为树林中的百兽是我的，天山上的牲畜也是我的，山中的飞鸟我都知道，野地的走兽也都属我。
Do you see? There's no respect for God because they think they can giveSomething that belongs to them to God, when everything belongs to God.
你看见吗？这些人其实根本就不尊重神，因为他们以为他们将自己拥有的东西献给神，可是这一切其实都是神所拥有的。
Do you think for a moment you can breathe one more breath or have one more heartbeat if God didn't give it to you?
你会以为自己还有一口气，或者是心来还能够跳一下吗？如果神没有将这一切赐给你的话，
This is the Creator's property.
这一切都是属创世者的。
Everything that we have belongs to God.
我们所拥有的一切都是属神的。
So why did he ask for sacrifices to be made?
这样的话，神为什么要求以色列献祭呢？
Look through1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 22.
让我们看撒母耳记上第十五章二十二节。
And Samuel said, Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to listen or submit than the fat of rams.
撒母耳说，耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的自由。
Some may say, since I don't feel like going to church because the church is not, it's just a ritual thing, I don't have the right intention, I won't go to church.
有些人可能会说，既然是这样，我如果没有良好的动机的话，我就不去教会了。
No, you need to go because you're obeying God's word in Hebrews to not forsake the assembly of God's people.
不是的，你必须要来教会，因为你在顺从神在希伯来书十章二十五节那里所讲的，你们一定要聚集在一起。
But then you say I'll be a hypocrite if I come here and smile when really inside I don't want to be here.
可能那个人就会辩护说，这样的话我就会成为一个假冒为善的人，因为我来到教会，我假装嬉皮笑脸的，不过我在内心里面却不想。
No, come, obey, read your word, and get your heart right.
不是的，你还必须要来，你必须要顺从，读神的话来改正自己的心。
Don't be doubly wrong in action and in motivation.
你不要在动机上还有你的行为上都这是错误的。
Although rituals are not saving in themselves, they are habits that God has instituted to help us in our worship to Him.
虽然外表的仪式不能够拯救我们，不过这却是神所定下让我们去顺服的。
But the problem here is these people depended on their church attendance or their synagogue contributions, the type of animals they burned to gain God's favor.
问题在于这些人以为他们只要来教会，或者是在犹太人的公会上，或者是献祭，就能够得到神的喜悦。
You see, God is the Spirit, and we who worship Him must worship in spirit and in truth.
不过因为神是灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
What does it mean to be in spirit and in truth?
什么叫做用心灵和诚实呢？
You must master the right devotion And couple that with the right understanding of the word before you can worship God.
你的心里面对神要有正确的一种忠心，而且你必须要用圣经的话来引导你在真理上来敬拜他。
If it's pure emotions, it's sentimentalism. If it's pure intellect, it's an intellectualism. And both do not please God.
如果你只是用思想上的话，或者只有在情感上的话，两种分开对神来说都是不蒙他喜悦的。
If either one is out of place, you may end up just like the Israelites in verse 12 of our Psalm, coming up with the wrong logic towards God, the wrong understanding of who God is.
如果我们是不正确的明白神是怎么样的话，我们就会很像诗篇五十篇第十二节这里所讲的那一些人，他们敬拜神的时候误会了神所需要的是什么。
You see, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the world and those who dwell in it.
因为地和其中所充满的，世界和住在其间的都属耶和华。
But in verse 12, it says, God says to these worshippers, If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world and its fullness are mine. Do I eat the flesh of goats and bulls and drink the blood of goats?
诗篇五十篇第十二节，我若是饥饿，我不用告诉你，因为世上和其中所充满的都是我的，我岂吃公牛的肉呢？
Pagan worship thinks that you can feed God.
外邦人敬拜他们的神，以为他们必须要喂养他们的神。
Pagan festivals are feasts towards false gods.
在一些外邦人的宗教仪式，他们所来到一起来吃喝玩乐都是敬拜假神。
In Singapore we have the Hungry Ghost Festivals.
在新加坡我们有中元节。
Don't be fooled, you can't feed the spirits with physical food.
你们不要被瞒骗了，因为你不能够用这一些物质上的东西来喂养那一些灵魂。
But can you see the insidious part that if you were the one feeding the ghost and you were the one feeding God, who has the power?
你们看见这里非常的荒谬的思想吗？因为如果那一些孤魂野鬼或者是神是你来喂养的话，这样谁有权能呢？
When it's this form of pagan ritual,Man has the power, not God.
在这一种外邦人的仪式，是人有这个权柄，不是神。
By huge contrast, look at verse 14 and 15 of Psalm 50. Instead, verse 14, offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving and perform your vows to the Most High and call upon me in the day of trouble and I will deliver you.And you shall glorify me.
十四跟第十五节这里所讲的跟他们所相信的完全相反，因为第十四节说你们要以感谢为献祭，为祭献与神，又要向至高者还你的愿，并要在患难之日求告我，我必搭救你，你也要荣耀我。
From a reductio ad absurdum in verse 12 and 13 about how ridiculous it is to feed GodVerse 14 to 15 tells you how you are supposed to do these sacrifices.
从一种非常夸张式的手法，在十二十三节那里讲到，你们千万不要以为神需要你的喂养，他就转到第十四节跟第十五节，告诉我们应该如何的对神献祭。
No longer look at your sacrifices as gifts in themselves to please God, but rather.As tributes of your gratitude.
你们不要以为你的献祭是要来喂养神，其实你的献祭是为了要感谢神。
Do it from the heart.
你要从心里面这么做。
When you're about to die and someone saves you, you really say thanks.
当你要接近死亡的时候，当有人救了你的生命， 你会非常的感激他。
If you are in financial trouble, or you just are very troubled, and someone comes alongside and helps you, you are truly thankful.
如果你在经济上受到非常大的这个困难的时候，有人来搭救你，你会非常的感激他。
You know why we don't thank God?
你知道我们为什么不感谢神吗？
Because we don't see Him as judge.
因为我们不把他看为审判官。
We don't see that we are supposed to be headed to hell.And he saved us, snatched us from that huge path down to hell.
我们没有看见，我们虽然是走向地狱之路，神却拯救了我们。
If you really see that you are to be damned, then you will be very, very grateful when you come and you pray and you praise the Lord individually or as a church.
如果你真正的看见了，你其实是应该被受咒诅的话。那么当神拯救你的时候，你就会真正的来感谢他。
Second half of verse 14 tells us to perform our vows to the Most High. So it's not perform your rituals to a particular church.
第十四节下半段，要向至高者还你的愿，也就是说你所做的一切的这些礼仪不是做给教会的。
It is to God.
是向神。
So as you're seated here in GBF today, don't sit here because you want to appease your conscience that you have come to church.
所以如果你今天坐在这里，千万不要以为你其实是在让自己的心更加的满足。
But that you want to please God from the heart.
而是因为你打从心里要蒙神喜悦。
You want to please the judge.
你要这个审判官的喜悦。
But this judge is not a distant judge. In verse 15, it tells us that when we truly have trouble, that when we call to him, there is deliverance.
这个审判官不是遥远的审判官，因为第十五节告诉我们，当患难之日，我们求告他，他必搭救我们。
You see, it's okay to plead to God for help.
我们来到神的面前求他帮助我们是没有问题的。
Which day of your life do you not have trouble?
你有哪在你的生命里有哪一日是没有困难的呢？
Maybe some days the trouble's bigger, some days it's smaller, but every day we should call to God, and then the Lord will deliver us and glorify us.
无论困难的大小，我们每一天都必须要求告神救我们。
However, there are many of us who think, like the Israelites, in a checklist format.
不过，我们有许多人就像以色列人来到神的面前，以为只是要快快的经过一张清单。
You see.This problem is not just for today or Israelites' time. Even during Spurgeon's time, it was the same.
我们会发现呢，这个问题不只是在以色列人的时候发生了，或者是在我们现在在发生，在史不争的时代也是同样的发生。
Spurgeon writes, "What avails our baptism? To what end our gatherings at the Lord's table? To what purpose our solemn assemblies? If we do not have fear of the Lord and vital godliness ringing within our bosoms?"
史不争说，如果我们受浸，或者是我们呢来用主的圣餐，或者是我们聚集在一起，这一些都没有用。如果我们不敬畏神，如果敬虔不在我们怀里的话，这一切都没有用。
I don't know if you all know this recent news, but in Burbank, California, near Los Angeles,There was a man who drove very recklessly, hit a truck, was ejected from the car, and landed on the street sign, dead.
我不知道你是否有看这段新闻。最近在加州，美国的加州，这里有一个人，他胡乱的驾驶，撞到了一辆大卡车，他被抛到车外，抛到了这一个。指路牌上面。 而死亡了。
5 days before this he had an Armenian ritual of a lamb sacrifice for safety.
在五天之前这一个人献祭求平安。
His family did the lamb sacrifice. They had the form, but his heart couldn't care less about safety.
虽然他的这个家人献了这个祭，不过他们只是外表的仪式，内心他却毫不顾忌自己的安危。
God is not pleased with hypocrites.
神不喜悦那一些假冒为善的人。
But as we continue in verse 16 of Psalm 50, we see that the Lord reprimands the reprobate.
我们继续来看诗篇第五十篇，神斥责那堕落的罪人。
You see, if the second group of people we see are the formal moral group, these are the second group is the immoral pretenders.
如果第二组人的就是那些在道德上有外表的仪式的那种人，这第三组人就是那些完全不管这个神的话的人。
The second group can be known as neglectors, or people just, you know, trying to look good, but, you know, deep inside they're not. This last group that we look at are brazen breakers of God's law.
第二组人他们可能只是有外表的仪式，不过他们心里面没有管神的话，不过这第三组人连外表他们都不管神的话。
The second group does it covertly. This group is openly immoral.
第二组人是暗暗的在行不义，不过第三组人是在光明中行不义。
They dare to teach the law to others but profane it themselves.
他们胆敢教导神的律例，却自己践踏神的话。
Let's hear from Scripture, Psalm 50, verse 16. But to the wicked, God says, "What right have you to recite my statutes, or take my covenant on your lips?"
第十六节，但神对恶人说：“你怎敢传说我的律例，口中提到我的约呢
？”For you hate discipline, and you cast my words behind you.In a very botched way, just forget it.
其实你恨恶管教，将我的言语丢在背后，你完全不管我的话。
You see, if you don't have the doctrines of grace in your life, you are like an apostle that behaves like Judas.
你看见了吗？如果在你的生命里面没有施恩典的教义，你就很像是这个使徒犹大一样。
You hate discipline and instruction.
你恨恶管教。
Profane professors are often too wise to learn, too full of conceit to be taught by God.
通常这些践踏神的话的人，他们都是非常的骄傲。直到一个地步，他们完全没有受教的心。
They despise God's word, even though they use God's word.
虽然他们引用神的话，他们却厌恶神的话。
They are boasters of the law practically, but in action, they don't care about the law.
他们虽然传讲神的律法，却在行为上完全不管神的律法。
They pick and choose God's word.And cannot endure the practical part of Scripture.
他们左挑右选，却毫不管神的话怎样应用在身上。
They disembowel the text of their plain meaning and add spiritual layers on it.
他们完全的不顾这个神的话里的意思。
And they tell other people to do the same thing.
他们也教导其他的人做同样的事。
A particular pastor by name in our tiny island said that the Holy Spirit never convicts you of your sins, and that he challenges you to find in the Bible that the Holy Spirit convicts you of your sin. He declares you won't find any.
有一个在新加坡这个小岛上的牧师，他说圣灵从来不会定任何人的罪，他也向那些听他所讲话的人发出一个挑战，挑战他们在圣经里面找出一处经文讲到圣灵是定罪的。他甚至说你找不到有什么经文是这么说的。
But very clearly in John 16 it reads, And when the Helper, that is the Holy Spirit, comes, He will convict the world concerning sin.
不过在约翰福音十六章七节非常的清楚告诉我们，当他这位保卫师，也就是圣灵来到的时候，他会定世界的罪。
You see, prosperity, gospel liars come in many forms, but they're all of the same blood.
这个致富福音的这些撒谎的人所讲的，虽然有不同的事物，不过他们全部都是讲一样的话。
Do you know this pastor, by Pastor Inverted Thomas?
你认识这一位所谓牧师的人吗？
He's the pastor of supposedly the largest church in the world, David Yonggi Cho.
他就是这一个世界上最大教会的牧师，他叫做赵阳基。
He's been convicted of embezzling $12 million.
他盗用了教会美金1200万，已经定罪了，罪名成立。
How about this group?
还有这一组人呢？
Who have been convicted of illegally misappropriating $50 million.
他们在滥用教会5000万元的这个现款，也是已经定罪，罪名成立了。
Look at verse 18 of your text for a moment. If you see a thief, you are pleased with him, and you keep company with adulterers.
我们回到诗篇五十篇第十八节，你见了盗贼就乐意与他同伙，又与行奸淫的人一同有份。
If you excuse sin, you are equally guilty.
如果你给罪做任何的借口的话，你一样是有罪的。
If God calls it sin and you don't, you are not of God.
如果神称这个事物为罪，你却不称它为罪，你就不属神的。
Embezzlement is stealing. Abortion is murder. Pornography is adultery.
滥用现款，这个就是偷窃，堕胎就是谋杀。如果你是有看这个色情刊物，这个就是犯奸淫。
And those who excuse that kind of behavior are equally guilty themselves.
如果你给这种行为做借口的话，你也一样是有罪的。
If a man claims to be religious, but his own actions do not rebuke dishonesty,You are an accomplice with these thieves.
如果有人自称是属神的人，不过在行为上却没有去反对这一切的话，你就是与那一些盗贼同流合污。
I'm not saying that as a church we go around campaigning for the downfall of certain people.
我不是在建议教会要到处的去游行，然后呼叫这一些人要下台。
But please, if you have a friend who even brings up this topic, just tell them it's sin to steal.
不过如果你有任何的朋友在你面前提起这一切事情的话，你必须要告诉他偷窃是罪。
Don't excuse the sin and say, oh, we're not here to judge.
千万不要给罪做一种借口，讲说我们不是来审判的。
You're right.In a way,
当然在某一方面你是对的。
God is the judge.
因为神才是审判官。
But please don't excuse sin.
不过不要给罪做借口。
Because God will judge you too.
因为神也会同样的审判你。
If we do all this, approval of dirty jokes and foul expressions, or just turn a blind eye to sin, we are just as guilty.
如果有一些人讲的一些色情的笑话，或者是讲一些不该讲的话，你却不反对，你就是给罪做借口。
If you look at verse 19 of your text in Psalm 50, you give your mouth free rein for evil, and your tongue frames deceit.
诗篇五十篇第十九节，你口润说恶言，你舌偏造诡诈。
You see in Jeremiah 9:8 on the screen as well, their tongue is a deadly arrow. It speaks deceit. With his mouth, one speaks peace to his neighbor, but inwardly he sets an ambush for him.
耶利米书九章八节也是相同的告诉我们，他们的舌头是毒箭，说话诡诈，人与灵舌口说和平话，心却谋害他。
You see in this third group in Psalm 50,They attack even their closest brother, their blood relation, family, they would attack.
诗篇五十篇这里的这一组恶人甚至攻击他们最亲的兄弟。
These breakers of the law hurt even those around them.
这些犯神律法的人甚至残害他们周围的人。
You point fingers, poke at them.When they're not around, tear them to pieces.
他们会指责周围的人，甚至要把他们给撕碎。
You see, in scripture, in Psalm 50, it says, you slander your own mother's son. He could have said your brother, but he said your own mother's son. He's trying to bring the matter to the family level.
你残毁你亲母的儿子，他不只是说你的兄弟，甚至说你亲母的儿子，也就是说这一个是关乎到整个家庭。
You see, as Orientals, we understand that tender relationship, but yet you stab your brother.
我们身为东方人，明白这一个家庭的关系是何等重要。不过这些人却残毁他们自己的兄弟。
You see, these people wrap themselves in robes of religion, and yet.They continually fool themselves that they are the favorites of heaven and God's apple of God's eye.
他们用宗教来包围自己，以为自己是神的眼睛的同人。
They think that they are accepted worshippers of God.
他们以为神会接受他们的敬拜。
But they won't think twice about approving sin.
不过在给这个罪做借口的时候，他们也不会犹豫。
They won't think twice about committing those sins.
他们甚至在犯罪的时候也不会犹豫。
But you see in verse 21 of Psalm 50, it says, These things you have done, I have been silent. You thought that I was one like yourself, but now I rebuke you and lay the charge before you.
第二十一节，你行了这些事，我还闭口不言。你想我恰和你一样，其实我要责备你，将这些事摆在你眼前。
You see, God is not like us.
神不像我们。
We get annoyed very easily.
我们轻易的就会发怒。
But God is long suffering.
不过神却是长久忍耐。
You repeatedly ignore His word.And he keeps silent.
当人不断的不理会神的话，他却闭口不言。
You constantly despise your brother, as this text points to, and yet God keeps silent.
这段经文讲，这一些人不断的毁谤自己的兄弟，不过神却闭口不言。
Be careful, because God is the judge, and he will have the final say.
你要小心，因为神是审判官，最终还是他说话。
Just because you're not punished on the spot, doesn't mean that God won't punish you.
你不要以为你犯罪的时候神没有审判你，他就永远不会审判你。
Be careful to presume on God.
你千万不要假设神像我们一样。
In 2 Peter 3:9, it reads, The Lord is not slow about his promise of judgment, of salvation, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance.
彼得后书三章九节，主所应许的，也就是救恩或者审判等等，尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
Don't presume on God.
你们千万不要假设神是如此如此。
But what makes God so amazing is because we are so wicked.
神是何等的奇妙，就是因为我们是多么的充满罪恶。
In Psalm 86:15 writes, But you, O Lord, are a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abundant in loving kindness and truth.
诗篇八十六篇十五节，主啊，你是有怜悯有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
Look back in Psalm 21, it says that I have been silent.
我们回到第五十篇二十一节，神说我闭口不言。
Doesn't mean that he has stopped loving you.
这不代表他停止爱我们。
It's not because he doesn't know what sin you've committed.
也不是说他不知道我们犯了什么罪。
He's not blind and he's not deaf.
神不是瞎了眼或者耳朵聋了。
Before the throne of judgment, God will see the difference in us.
我们在审判宝座前，神就会将我们分别开来。
So what shall we do with this?
这样我们应当如何行呢？
We'll look at the summary.
让我们来看这个总结。
And in the summary, in verse 22 and 23, there are two paths.
在第二十二节、二十三节这里给我们的总结有两条路。
On one path, you can forget God, or the other, you can remember Him.
第一条路就是忘记神的路，第二条路就是纪念神的路。
The one path.You can disregard God in your life, or the other, you order your life rightly.
第一条路就是你完全的不顾忌神，第二条路就是按正义而行的路。
Let's hear from Scripture. Mark this then, you who forget God, lest I tear you apart, and there be none to deliver. The one who offers thanksgiving as his sacrifice.Glorifies me to one who orders his way rightly, I will show the salvation of God.
你们忘记神的，要思想这事，免得我把你们撕碎，无人搭救。凡以感谢献上为祭的，便是荣耀我。那按正路而行的，我必使他得着我的救恩。
God doesn't delight in the destruction of even the most wicked among us.
神不喜悦毁灭就算是罪恶的人。
So mark this or consider this. Take these truths to heart.
所以你要思想这事，你必须要铭记于心。
You who trust in your own spirituality, in the ceremonies, in your godly legacy, and you who live in sin and vice, for both groups, don't forget God.
你如果是活在罪中，或者是你只有外表的宗教仪式，这两组人你都千万不要忘记神。
Think about how unacceptable that form of worship is.
你必须要想象你们的敬拜在神的面前是不受悦纳的。
See how you have mocked the eternal God and repent of your sin.
你要知道你所做的一切其实是在耻笑神，所以你必须要从这一切的罪中认罪悔改过来。
Lest God tears you to pieces like a lion, a young lamb.
免得神把你们撕碎，就如同狮子将这个羔羊撕碎一样。
There'll be none to deliver you. No savior, no refuge, no hope.
无人搭救，你没有救主，你没有盼望。
If you reject your mediator, Jesus Christ,
因为你已经拒绝了你的中保，就是耶稣基督。
Beware, for you will be the only one standing before the Lord guilty and sentenced to hell.
你站在神的面前是唯一的这一个站在神的面前的时候，你将会被判有罪，被判入地狱。
It will be painful, and God does not use soft words here.
这一条路是痛苦的，神也没有，只是神不是轻轻的讲。
But in verse 23, God gives us hope.
不过第二十三节，神给我们有盼望。
Let us worship God with thanksgiving in our hearts.
让我们以感谢献上为祭来敬拜神。
And let us reflect that worship with holy living every day of our lives.
我们要用我们的生命有一种成圣的生命来反映我们的这个敬拜。
Holy living is the choice evidence of salvation.
如果我们有圣洁的生命，这个就证明了我们的救恩是真的。
He who submits his whole way, his whole life to divine guidance is careful to honor God in his whole life in every aspect.
如果我们顺服于神的指教，我们在生命里的每一个部分都会顺服神。
We need this kind of salvation.
我们正需要这一般的救恩。
Not the ceremonies.
不是这个礼仪。
Not mere church attendance.
不只是来教会。
Not the bumper sticker on your car to say that you are a Christian.
也不是你车里面粘一张贴纸说你是一个基督徒。
I'd like to end by listing about four reminders then.
在总结这里，我要给你们四个提醒。
Number one, salvation is the work of the Lord.
第一，救恩是神所成就的。
Give thanks to him.
我们要感谢他。
Number two, the evidence of your salvation is how you live out holiness in your heart and your life.
第二，你得救的凭据就是你如何的在心里还有你的行为上行出来。
Thirdly, the effect of this evidence is praise, not complaining.
第三，你们如果有这样的凭据，这个结果就是颂赞而不是埋怨。
If you believe that God is sovereign, when God denies you a promotion or God takes away a loved one, you will praise him.
当你真的相信神有绝对主权的话，你如果是没有得到升职加薪，或者神使你的一个亲人死亡的时候，你还是会颂赞他。
And lastly, the tendency of this praise is directed towards glorifying God.
最后，这种颂赞是向神而做出来的。
God is not glorified by doubts and fears and murmurings of his people complaining, but of praise.
神不是通过他的选民的这个埋怨或者是怀疑得到荣耀，而是通过他选民的颂赞得到荣耀。
Let us then close in reverent prostration, searching our hearts, humble prayer,bowing our knees before God.
在我们结束的时候，让我们来到神的面前，是恭敬谦卑的俯伏屈膝敬拜他。
Are there any dark corners of idolatry in your heart right now?
如果你心里面有一些黑暗之处是充满着敬拜偶像的话，
Your comfort in life,
或者是你在生命里的一些享受，
Let us come clean before God.
让我们来到神的面前一一认罪。让我们同心的祷告。天父，我们感谢你赐给我们你的话，清楚地告诉我们，就算是自称为信徒的， 也不一定蒙你的喜悦，蒙你的悦纳。我们求你让我们能够真正的从心里面以诚实还有心灵来拜你，让我们不要成为假冒为善的或者堕落的人，不过让我们能够真正的按正义行这一条天路。我们求你看顾我们，赐给我们力量去这么做。我们将这祷告奉耶稣基督的名求。